Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Birds and bees have helped generations of parents explain an uncomfortable subject. But as Martin Hasselman, Heisenberg Fellow in the Institute for Genetics at the University of Cologne, reveals, when it comes to how bees reproduce, the explanation isn't quite so simple.
In a honeybee colony, usually one can find thousands of female worker bees, some male drones, and a single queen who lays the eggs. The question is how the different sexes arise. Male honeybees hatch from unfertilized eggs and females from those that are fertilized. In fertilized eggs, the condition of one single gene, the gene complementary sex determiner, or CSD, regulates the development of females. The queen mates with different drones multiple times during their mating flight. Consequently, a random combination of two CSD copies, so-called alleles, are passed on to fertilized eggs. If these alleles are different enough, and that's crucial information, they develop into a female. Two identical copies result into the development of diploid drones. These are, however, killed by worker bees shortly after they hatch. So there's a strong advantage to possessing a different form of this particular gene, and previously the total number of CSD alleles was estimated at about 20. We have now detected a much higher diversity of this gene. We collected bees from different places in the world and identified up to 87 different alleles in our dataset. Using an evolutionary model, we estimated that up to 145 CSD alleles may exist. One region within CSD represents a hotspot with a high evolutionary rate, giving rise to new CSD alleles within short periods of evolutionary time. Honeybees are among the most important pollinators in the world, and the fitness of a bee population depends on, among other things, the genetic diversity of these CSD alleles. Our new findings are therefore very important for beekeepers and will allow them to minimize the danger of diploid drones production by inbreeding, which may happen in honeybee breeding programs.
That was Martin Hasselman of the University of Cologne. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.